This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And look who snuck in the back door of the GAC, Mr. Ryan Donovan. How are you, sir? Good to see you again.
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great. We were talking before the recording, like the last time that I interviewed you right before you left the GAC, I said, are you gonna make an appearance at the GAC? But I was just kind of half joking, but you were not joking. You're serious. You're here.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here. No, we're the Council of Federal Home Loan Banks is proud to be a sponsor of the GAC, and they let me in.
Right on. Well, we're glad to have you back, sir. Yeah,
you've
been
back.
Sorely missed, but we're glad that you're keeping your big toe in our industry. So it's good to have you here.
Yeah. So, no, I'm real pleased to be here. You know, the great thing about my new role is that the home loan banks serve credit unions, so I'm not far.
That's right. Give folks a quick refresher on what you're doing at the Council of Federal Home Loan Banks.
Well, you know, I left CUNA in August and started in September at the Council of Federal Home Loan Banks as the president and CEO. And the council is essentially the trade association for the 11 federal home loan banks.
Okay.
And the home loan banks are cooperative financial institutions mm-hmm. that serve credit unions, banks, insurance companies, and CDFIs. They have a dual mission. They've got a liquidity mission, so they provide liquidity to these institutions mm-hmm. so that they can serve their members, their customers, and their communities. And they also have an affordable housing mission. So they also set aside a portion of their net profits to try to address the very significant affordable housing gap that we have in the country.
Yeah.
And so my role at the council is really to try to bring everybody together mm-hmm. so that we mm-hmm. are advocating with a unified voice, that we are, you know, trying to positively affect public policy that impacts the home loan banks mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. by extension their members. And it's been a great 6 months so far, and I couldn't be happier to be back at the GAC reconnecting with friends, but also talking to credit unions about why it's important to be a part of the home loan bank system and certainly some of the challenges that we're facing.
Yeah, because
right
you just kind of alluded a little bit to my next question. It's like, what brings you back to GAC?
Yeah.
We know that, you know, we're all friends here, we're all one big happy family, and it's great to have you back here. But professionally, business-wise, what are you doing
sure.
back at the GAC?
Well, about a week before I started at the council, mm-hmm. the Federal Housing Finance Agency, which is our regulator, mm-hmm. announced a comprehensive review of the home loan bank system. They're looking, you know, I've described it as, it's kind of like, you know, when you go for your annual physical and you're talking with your doctor, except in this case, what the agency, if the home loan bank system is a patient, the agency is the doctor, if you will, just follow me
on
this one. What they're doing is they're asking everybody that the system knows, and even people that have never heard of the system, to comment on the health of the system. And they're looking at our mission and our purpose, the type of products that we offer, our membership classes, how we impact the availability of affordable housing in rural and underserved mm-hmm. and native mm-hmm. communities, and collateral requirements, and those types of things. They've held listening sessions here in Washington, about 3 days of listening sessions in September, where they heard from 80 different stakeholders. They've had a comment period where more than 300 people wrote in on this process, and now they're in the process of doing, they're in the middle of about 18 regional roundtable mm-hmm. meetings, where they're going around the country on different topics with different groups, trying to get feedback on the home loan bank system with an eye towards the future.
Mm-hmm.
So last year was the 90th anniversary of the home loan bank system.
Okay.
And they're looking towards, the title is Focus on the Future, Federal Home Loan Banks at 100. So it's a forward-looking process.
Yeah.
And it's coming to, the listening stage of this is coming to a conclusion towards the end of March. And as the agency gets to that conclusion, There's going to be another comment period through March 17th. They'll do another set of listening sessions towards the middle end of March. Mm-hmm. And they're even having a credit union roundtable.
Oh my gosh, really?
That they're organizing through CUNA. An opportunity specifically for credit unions to talk with the agency.
Oh my gosh, how cool is that? So why should this matter to credit unions? Obviously,
okay,
they're going to be involved now, so that's really a good deal. So why should they
So at the end of this process, the agency is going to produce a report. They're going to send that report to Congress and make it available public. And it's going to include recommendations for statutory changes to the home loan bank system. They'll probably also include some regulatory changes that they intend to pursue. And those things will impact members of the home loan bank system. Most of the focus so far in the roundtables and in the listening sessions has been on the affordable housing mission, really looking at the extent to which the home loan banks support affordable housing, where are their gaps, and how could those be filled. The good news is the home loan bank system is one of the largest contributors to affordable housing in the United States.
Yeah.
And what we've heard in the roundtable so far is that folks want more from us.
Good.
A nice problem to have,
yeah.
I think, right?
Yeah.
That's great. The challenge is that in some of the roundtables and in other discussions, there have been ideas that have been put forward on the liquidity side that would be challenging for credit unions and other members of the home loan bank system, but also could undermine the efforts on affordable housing. And so let me just give you a couple of examples.
Sure.
You know,
one
of the things that has come up is this idea that there ought to be an ongoing asset test to be able to use the home loan bank system. So let me explain what that means. When a credit union joins the home loan bank system, they've got to have 10% of their assets in housing-related assets.
I see.
Mm-hmm. What is being thought about or discussed or, you know, sort of thrown against the wall, if you will, is what if that test was on an ongoing basis? And that would impact credit unions and others. Another idea has to do with what's called a housing nexus. So when a credit union comes to the home loan bank for an advance, a loan, they have to present housing-related assets. They could be whole loans, or they could be mortgage-backed securities, and that's the collateral that they get for the loan.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to use the loan for just about any purpose. There's no requirement, unless it's a long-term advance, that it be connected to additional housing activity.
Okay.
They're talking about making that nexus a little bit stronger. So if you get an advance from the home loan bank, you might have to use it for additional housing activity.
Right.
Of course, that would narrow the ability of credit unions to use the home loan bank advances to support lending. You know, a bunch of credit unions, you know, a lot of credit unions do auto lending.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that does support housing finance, because oftentimes you have to have a car in order to go to the job that you earn the money pay the mortgage to own the home.
Right, right.
It's all interconnected.
Yep.
You know, a final idea that's been put out there that I think would be challenging for credit unions and other members is this idea of tiered membership. That, you know, the more housing activity that you do, the greater access that you would have to the home loan bank system. Right now, just like credit unions, we treat all of our members equitably, right? So if two members bring the same type of collateral, they're deemed to be creditworthy in the same manner, they're going to get the same deal on the advance. Under a tiered membership approach, that could be different. A member that does more housing activity might get a better deal in that new hypothetical world.
Right.
All of these things need to be in the minds of credit unions and other home loan bank members as the FHFA concludes the listening session, the listening part of this process. And And so what I'm trying to do here, why I'm here, back to your question, is to raise awareness about this process so that credit unions are involved as FHFA concludes.
How has the mortgage, the state of the mortgage industry right now, has it affected you guys at all? Or does it, I mean, how is that happening? Because, I mean, obviously it's impacting credit unions, obviously, right? And the members, obviously. Yeah. So how does it impact you guys? So, or do you help in some way instead of...
The demand for liquidity has increased as interest rates have gone up, as inflation has gone up. And that has driven more activity towards the home loan banks.
Okay.
So they're bringing... housing-related assets to the banks in exchange for advances, and we've seen that activity go up, and particularly last year.
Yeah, it's such a roller coaster we're on right now. My gosh, yeah, it's a different. It's amazing what a difference 12 months makes.
When absolutely,
things are just off the charts, and now they're off the charts in another way. So yeah, so what can credit unions do to make sure their voice is heard here?
Okay,
so I mean, that's how do they get in to participate here?
So this is the ask, right? As the FHFA draws to a conclusion of their listening process, participating in the listening session that'll be, I think, March 21st to 23rd, mm-hmm. One day we'll be here in Washington and the other 2 days will be virtually. Credit unions can sign up to speak at that the FHFA website.
Okay.
Sending in a comment letter to the FHFA before March 17th. Is another way to do it. And if credit unions are writing comment letters, tell the agency why you're a member of the home loan bank, how you use the bank, the impact that it has mm-hmm. on your members and the community you serve, and then what would be the consequence of the liquidity mission being disrupted mm-hmm. or complicated.
Mm-hmm.
How would that impact your loan to deposit ratio if you didn't have as full access to the home loan bank as you enjoy today,
mm-hmm.
and then what does that mean for your members?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the types of things that we hope folks will comment on. And then the third is keep an eye out for information from CUNA regarding the credit union listening session
mm-hmm.
That's happening, I think, around the middle of March.
Okay, and so do you work with CUNA? Like, are you kind of like the conduit with some of this
I know
activity,
a few people at CUNA.
I think you do. But I'm just saying, do you reach out to them and go,
absolutely.
Hey, guys?
So, you know, one of the things that I do in my job is stay connected to all of our stakeholder groups, the credit union trade associations, the banking trade associations, and insurance trade associations.
Sure.
So as part of my role here at the GAC, I've met with the CUNA's housing subcommittee. And frankly, I'll talk to anybody that stops me in the hall.
Why not?
And put in a plug for the
home
loan
bank system. So,
yeah,
no doubt.
Anyway.
Yeah, you're going to be on your own reunion tour here, Ryan.
It's good to see folks. And, you know, listen, I am glad to be back at the GAC. I've got a lot of friends at CUNA. This is probably my 20th or 21st GAC. I know what goes into making this show. So I'm wishing everybody the best.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one for sure. Yeah, and we're glad that you're back amongst us as well, Ryan.
Yep.
And you look great. And so thanks
you
for...
You look great as well,
Mike. Thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate that. But yeah, thank you so much.
Appreciate the opportunity.
And always glad to talk to you anytime, sir. So,
alrighty.
Good job. There he is, Ryan Donovan, everybody. If you see him in the hallways, go stop him and say hello because he's sure going to say hello back. So yeah, good stuff.
Great.
Right on.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.